Off the ball.
In association with Air. Don't miss live and exclusive Premier League action this month on the Air Sport Pack.
This is News Talk.
You're welcome back. So Tiger Woods is back on the golf course after 9 months out. It looked as though for a period as though we may never see him back on the golf course again. But he's playing in his own tournament, the Hero World Challenge, and he's playing quite impressively. 3 under par with 2 holes left to play. Just missed that birdie putt on 16, but he's on 3 under par, 2 to play. He's 3 shots behind the leader, Tommy Fleetwood. Lawrence Donegan is on the line. Lawrence, watching Tiger's opening 16 holes, are there reasons to believe that this is the real Tiger Woods comeback?
Certainly the best comeback of the last 6 or 7, that's for sure. I mean, just, as I say, we've played 16 holes. But he's certainly swinging pretty well. Mm. And more importantly, he's kind of moving quite freely. That golf course in the Bahamas, it's kind of tricky in places, and you get some awkward stances. And you know, when you're hitting a ball at an awkward stance, or if there's sand underneath your feet, that's when you can do your back in, and that's been his issue. And he's done it a few times today, and he's kind of moved really, really freely. Hasn't looked in any trouble. So I think that's the main thing out of it. As for his overall game, he's swinging pretty well. He's hit the ball really, really well. In comparison to the guy he's playing with today, Justin Thomas, he's certainly hit it a lot better than Thomas. The only thing is, you would say, again, it's early, is the short game looks a bit dicky. And if you remember, I think it was a couple of back surgeries ago when he kind of dipped out of the game, he really had a bad case of the chipping yips. And the evidence so far, I don't think he's got rid of them yet.
So we might start with the driving, because expectations were raised instantly when he started putting up these videos on Twitter, these yep. short videos of his swing, and it looked beautiful. It was a lovely flowing motion. It looked like a driving range swing. What he's been able to produce today in proper competitive action, how does it compare to his swing of a year ago before he picked up the latest back injury, and how does it compare to his swing even of 2013 when he was last winning tournaments?
Well, from a year ago, it really is night and day, and that's a kind of movement injury issue. He won 5 times in 2013, and you would have to say the swing that he's turned up with today was much better than the swing he had in 2013 from a technical standpoint. Again, it's only 16 holes, but technically, it looks really, really good. But it goes back to the short game. He's putting pretty well. The putting stroke looks really good. I think it's actually better than people. So far, it's been better than people would have any right to expect. I mean, whoever did the back surgery, the latest one, is clearly some kind of miracle worker. It's great to see, really.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting to see Tiger back and looking fit and looking fresh. The short game then, what was so concerning about the chipping yips were the people who were writing him off at the time, people who knew his game so well, Butch Harmon, Hank Haney, talking about the chipping yips and never seeing anybody recover. Now, I wonder, is Tiger different because, well, firstly, he's Tiger, but also because he had such a long gap out of the game that he can put that to the back of his mind? Or were there signs already in this round that maybe they could return when the pressure really comes on?
Yeah, well, I've talked to Haney quite a lot about this, and really nobody has ever come back from a real bad case of the chipping yips, which is what Tiger had when he was playing those tournaments.
Humiliatingly bad.
Really, you and I bad. That's how bad it was, Nathan. I'm thinking of there's a guy called Peter Senior, who's an old-time Australian pro, who's actually he's playing in the European Tour event this week in Australia. And what he did the worst case of chipping yips anybody had ever seen, and he went cack-handed. He put his left hand below his right hand, and he's had a great career since doing that. Thing is, if Tiger can't shake them, would Tiger do something like that? You go to basketball, and you look at Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal was a great basketball player for the Lakers, the LA Lakers, but could never shoot free throws. And he was advised to shoot them underhand, and he wouldn't do it for the sake of his dignity. And, it's early yet, but if Tiger's chipping yips won't go away, would he do something as drastic as that to try and get rid of them? Because if he does, and he does get rid of them, the way he's swinging just now, the way he's putting, he could really threaten some people. As I say, he's playing with Justin Thomas, and he's they're on the same score right now, but he's played Thomas off the golf course.
Distance-wise, it looks as though he's hitting the ball as far, if not further, than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, he's got a 41-year-old's body. I think Justin Thomas is 24. Mm. But, you know, distance is... I mean, Tiger's always had very good club head speed. But distance is... You know, where do you actually hit the ball in the club face? And Tiger's had this... always had this amazing ability to hit the ball right out in the middle of the club face. And that's where distance comes from, combined with club head speed. And he's outdriven Thomas most of the day. Again, you'd have to say this hasn't been Thomas's best driving day, but Tiger's really... He's really outplayed him. It's been quite interesting to see.
Do we know much about what he's been doing over the last 2 months or so since the President's Cup, and when it seemed at that stage as if we did have to start contemplating maybe Tiger wouldn't return to the golf course? Who he's been working with in terms of his swing and the freedom he now seems to have in his body? Who's responsible for this?
Well, I think himself. The last he was seen on tour, he was working with a guy called Chris Cuomo, who's a teaching pro from, I think he's from Texas, Cuomo. But I don't think there's been much talk or sign of Cuomo. I think he's been out in the range himself. I mean, he's always been a bit of a golf nerd. There's so much technology available for these guys now to work on a swing. I mean, it used to be, you know, when Tiger was cutting it, you know, back in the mid-90s, there was barely video. Now there's all kind of launch monitors, and he's always been a bit of a nerd. And he's always been, you know, now that he's able to swing freely and you know, basically walk properly, I think he's just been working on his own. He's been out playing money games with Ricky Fowler. They all live down in Florida, down in Jupiter. And he's been out there with Fowler and all these guys playing money games. It's still very surprising to come out and see him like this. As I say, before the ball was hit today, I was thinking, well, if he finishes, you know, in the bottom three but completes 72 holes, that's a pretty good performance. You know, if he sticks it and three more days of this, you know, he's going to be top five, top six. Again, it's a pretty surprising, appearance. But welcome, you know. It's good to see Tiger back in the game.
Yeah, very welcome. And those of us who follow golf would feel that this is an exciting time in golf, that there's so many great young players out there at the moment, and we're getting a lot of good battles. But for your average sports fan, and I'm thinking particularly in America at the moment, has Tiger's comeback, has it generated a lot of excitement, or are people quite wary now of building up their hopes about a return?
It's a great question, Andy. You know what? It's generated a lot of excitement, and part of the problem has been that golf is, when you're talking about great matchups and lots of great young players, but nobody... Part of the issue with that is nobody's really stood out. You know, that's why everybody was so excited about Rory.
Yeah.
Because he has kind of got charisma, he's got power, there's just something about him. You know, he kind of shines on the TV screen. But these other guys, you know, they're all virtually to the casual sports fan, certainly in America, certainly everywhere actually, they're all kind of interchangeable. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson. I mean, who kind of cares?
Yeah, they're all too nice.
The quality of golf is pretty good, but you know, there's not much star power around. And I think the excitement generated by Tiger's return is partly a function. Well, it's obviously because it's Tiger, but it's partly a function that the kind of golf landscape has really, you know, it's a kind of bland nothingness. Which is ironic, really, when you consider there's so much money at the game in the game at the top level now. And that's obviously, it's all basically down to Tiger. But, you know, golf, you know, you talk to guys in the game and they say, not the pros, well, maybe some of the pros, but you talk and they think, oh, golf is doing amazingly. Golf is doing pretty badly, I think. And you know, certainly at the grassroots level and in the pro game, there's still a lot of money around at the top level. Mm. But, you know, you look underneath the top level, you look at the European Tour and these other tours, and they're slightly struggling, you know.
It's all getting squeezed into that top 100.
Yeah, and you know, so Tiger coming back has really has energized. Again, got the Golf Channel today in America has had wall to wall coverage. Even ESPN, which hasn't really touched golf, it only ever touched the main American sports TV channel, which only ever touches golf at the majors. They've been talking about golf for the last 2 or 3 days. So that's a Tiger factor.
I want to talk to you about the way Tiger warmed up for this week's tournament. He played 18 holes at Trump National in Jupiter in Florida with Brad Faxon, Dustin Johnson, and Donald Trump himself. It was sort of brushed over, it seems. There wasn't a huge amount of talk about it. I just want to talk about where Tiger Woods is now in terms of Donald Trump, in terms of race relations in America. And we might just listen to the interview from when he was 14 years old. It was broadcast in 2013. Trans World Sport published a lot of its old footage, including an interview with a 14-year-old Tiger Woods, filmed in 1990, talking about the racism that he himself had experienced.
Do you ever feel under any kind of pressure or any kind of prejudice? I mean, golf's quite often seen as a, you know, an upper class white game. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel that at all?
Oh, every day. Not every day, but every time I go to a major country club, always feel it. You can always sense it. People are always staring at you. What are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. When I go to Texas or Florida, you always feel it because they're saying, why are you here? You're not supposed to be here. And that's probably because that's where all the slavery was. So, oh well.
That's 27 years ago now, that interview with Tiger Woods. It seemed at the President's Cup he was uncomfortable in Donald Trump's presence, that he made sure he wasn't photographed with them. He sort of hid in the background when Trump was presenting the trophy. But he's kept quiet throughout this, which is in keeping with Tiger. Are you surprised that he took up the invitation to play with Trump?
Well, we'll leave the surprise to one side. I was absolutely disgusted, as I was when Rory McIlroy did it earlier last year as well. Again, not to get into social commentary. This is a sports show, but what Trump's doing in America right now is absolutely outrageous. Surprised? Yeah, slightly surprised, because when there's been quite a lot of furore over Trump, and Tiger Woods' foundation put out a statement maybe 6 or 7 or 8 weeks ago, you know, condemning Trump, again, not to get into the complicated, into the deep grass on this, but you know, it was basically pushing back against some immigration policy that Trump was trying to push. And that was pretty surprising for Tiger, because he's really stayed away from politics over the years. Michael Jordan, his buddy, famously said years ago, Republicans buy sneakers too. This was in response to some big, you know, racial scandal. And Tiger kind of basically carried that as his mantra for a very long time after turning pro. But again, you know.
Well, he did even in that first ever Nike ad, he did say there's still courses in the United States that I'm not allowed to play in because of the color of my skin. And you think back to the row with Sergio, he wasn't afraid to call Sergio out for what were racist comments.
Well, the Sergio thing, that's a complicated personal relationship between those two. But you're right. When he first came, he first came out, he did. He didn't use race as a kind of marketing issue, but I mean, certainly he talked about it. But that was pretty quickly kicked out of him, and he went for the bland approach, and I'd say the Michael Jordan approach when it came to social issues. And this is probably just reverting to type. There is the whole attitude. Again, Rory said it when he played with Trump. It was all about, you know, you got to respect the office. But you look at the landscape of American sports right now. You look at a guy, Steve Kerr, who's the coach, probably the most famous basketball coach in America right now, coaches the Golden State Warriors. Kerr has been very, very vociferous and very eloquent about his opposition to Trump's policies. You look at Steph Curry, probably the most famous basketball player in America right now. He's been exactly the same. You would have thought those kind of comments from people that Tiger is probably on a par with in terms of stature, that might have encouraged Tiger, but clearly not. They went out and played with Trump. Dustin Johnson the same. Again, it's professional golf for you. It's basically it's filled with rich country club brats.
Is that inside and outside the ropes? It seems surprising one question was asked of Tiger during his press conference about playing golf with Trump.
Isn't that amazing? I wasn't at the press conference, so I wouldn't. But it is, it's pretty much par for the course. It's a pretty cozy relationship between professional golfers and those who cover professional golf, and we'll kind of leave it at that. And it's got cozier as the media landscape has got tougher, and the people who are covering golf have got smaller and smaller in number. It's a very, very cozy relationship, and that probably explains, you know, why there is no pushback. I mean, I know when I had a go at Rory, I certainly got a lot of pushback for having a go. You know, again, not to make this about me, but as I say, it's a pretty cozy relationship, and nobody really wants to ruffle anybody's feathers.
I was going to say, maybe in Tiger's defence, maybe he feels he's better off on the inside, that he can have more influence with Donald Trump on the inside.
That's
giving him a free pass.
Nathan. I'm not sure that they were talking much about the policies on DACA or immigration tax reform. I mean, I'm not sure that's what they were talking about on Friday when they played golf together.
Before we leave it then, we've had a lot of texts in saying maybe we're getting carried away with all the Tiger talk. What's the best we can expect from Tiger over the next 4 or 5 years? Is it too much to think he can contend in a major?
Oh God, absolutely not. I mean, I'm probably the last person to get carried away. And the evidence of what we've seen today in terms of, you know, the way he's able to swing and the way he's able to move, I think he's contending in a major this year. As long as we can see more evidence that the short game is a bit tighter and not as scruffy. But in terms of hitting the ball, of playing his way around the golf course, of competing against the guys who are currently at the top of the game, Tiger's going to contend in a major this year, I think.
All right. That is something to get very excited about. Great stuff, Alan. Lawrence. I thought it was Alan Shipnuck in front of his name was in front of me. Lawrence. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're all right, Nathan. Take care, mate.
Lawrence Donegan there with us, not Alan Shipnuck, who we had hoped to have with us as well, but unfortunately, I think was out following Tiger. Tiger was just on the side of the 18th green, was it? Yeah, it was. He was just chipping in from the side. It was a pretty difficult angle. He has left himself probably a 5-footer for par.
It's your short game, that really, isn't it?
Wow.
You were happy with that he's going to contend, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Reinforcing my belief that Tiger, like this year.
I'm not so sure.
This year, 330-1, Mayo to win the All Ireland.
I'll give you 2 years. I'll give you 2017-18. Go on.
Will he win one?
Yeah.
The problem is his fitness.
Yeah, but that's where you got to plump on it now. Go on.
Go on, I'll do it, yeah.
Go on.
£20.
Yeah, deal.
Wait a second. That's not a good bet
Easy
for me.
Money.
That's not a good bet for me. Money. At all.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.